We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number three of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, as we're visiting with Jim Beers, and it continues to be the 26th of June, 2010. Let's go right to the phone lines, and I want to take line two, and let's talk to Doris in Kansas. Doris, good morning.
Hello. Your bumper music always brings tears to my eyes because I know people that went through those times.
Yeah. Well, that's funny that you mentioned that, because I just got an email, probably a few weeks ago, from a lady who was complaining about it. She said she had called the network a number of times and was upset because it upset her. We play it because people are living that song.
Right.
And so anyway.
Well, anyway, my concern is that the people that are concerned about all these animals don't take into consideration it's the little people with their gardens and one thing and another that they want to move out and not be allowed to grow food. And I think some of this is just a plan that they have documented that they want to wipe out so many people, and yet the environmentalists are worried about the animals, and they don't stop Monsanto from growing the genetically engineered food that is proven that will sterilize animals and people and all of these things, and the environmentalists haven't stopped BP from all of the sea life and animals that are dying because of this oil. They call
Let's ask Jim about that. Jim, did you have some thoughts about Monsanto and corporation? Go ahead.
Yeah, Monsanto is just like BP Petroleum. They give millions and millions of dollars to politicians and to the presidents and the Congress and whatever. And they cooperate with people that cooperate with them. So the environmentalists cooperate with Monsanto and Cargill and these people in order to get their agendas passed and go along with them, because they know they're powerful. But number two, they recognize there's still going to have to be food raised in the rural areas, and they see it as a factory operation down the road where the Monsantos and Cargills will have control of most of the property, and employees of theirs will probably be the ones growing the food out there. So the fact that they're going to sterilize the animals really doesn't mean anything to them.
Let's take another break. We'll have more time in the next segment, okay? Doris, hang with us, and we also have John in Tennessee on the line. Folks, 800-313-9443 is the number. We'll be back in a moment.
Corporate media. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and we are visiting with Jim Beers, who spent 30 years with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and we're pleased to have him with us to share his expertise today. And we also have Doris from Kansas on the line. John in Tennessee, we'll get to you in a moment. And folks, you can call in if you want, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. That's the number to call if you'd like to join the conversation. You know, if you're an environmentalist, you know, you have a question, you're certainly welcome to call in. You know, before the break, Doris brought up a very interesting point, and that is that all this environmental management is supposedly going on, all of this, these measures that they're saying that we have to take into consideration, we have to restrict and curtail human activity in every single area, and yet Monsanto has their genetically modified seeds that they are spreading around. We talked about, Jim, on the show in the past about how they have these invasive weeds now where Monsanto, you know, they're increasingly resistant to this Roundup herbicide. And so this is a big problem now. In fact, some farmers are abandoning the Monsanto genetically engineered seeds and everything and the Roundup Ready and going back to a standard, you know, ordinary heirloom seeds because this has become a problem. If they're going to fight weeds anyway, I mean, they might as well just go back to the way they used to do things. And the Supreme Court just ruled recently, just within the last week or two, about the alfalfa. You know, they were trying to fight. Monsanto was actually trying to fight the fact that they have to have an environmental impact statement. Supreme Court sided with Monsanto that they can go ahead with the alfalfa seed planting. And in the meantime, we have Monsanto giving seeds to the Haitians, and the Haitian says, we don't want this junk, because this stuff is going to damage our environment. What do you think about all of this? Overtaking of multinational corporations, they get the green light to do whatever they want with regard to the environment.
I think we start off with the wrong assumption about the environmentalists and the animal rights people. We think that their concern is about the animals or the environment, but their concern is about government control of the land and of the people. That's really what it's all about. They foresee a day when most farmers are going to be forced off the land, and they will determine where fields will be and where there will be enormous wild lands areas with buffalo out there and prairie flowers, et cetera, or mountainous areas that nobody is allowed into, that is allowed to do whatever it wants in there. They foresee that, and these are all steps in that direction. I can tell you that just the other day in our Minneapolis paper here, or St. Paul paper, a big article about how there's a bunch of environmentalists here in Minnesota are suing to stop the erection of a cell phone tower up that could be seen from the wilderness area in the Boundary Water Canoe area. And they claim that because the government owns this land, everything they see out there should be under their control. But then, as I read that, they also said that the guy wires from that cell tower will be a danger to birds. And then I turn the page and it talks about all the government subsidies to wind farms.
Yeah.
And how they just got another big break. And the wind farms kill a lot of birds, particularly when they're migrating, okay? And the conditions are right. They kill millions of birds. But nobody says a word about that. And we all assume, oh, they're concerned about the birds. It's got nothing to do with the birds. It's the birds and the environment are just excuses for all these broader agendas that these people hope will one day eventually end in them having control over everyone else and all property.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's the thing. You start hearing terms like view sheds and things like that. So, I mean, you want to protect. It really has nothing to do with the environment.
No.
It's just like what do they call them, roads, where they're supposed to, scenic byways is what I'm trying to think of.
That's exactly right. Or wild and scenic rivers, when they declare those and they declare that you can't do this along the bank or you can't do this in the river, you know, because the federal government sets the standards.
Doris, I wanted to give you a chance to follow up there.
Another thing that when he talked about the lady that said to get more children hit by a car, you know, they don't allow those cars to run up in your yard and run over your child like they would an animal running free that would come in your yard. And
like a rabid wolf. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I could say a lot more, but I'm going to get off and let somebody else on.
Well, I appreciate it, Doris. God bless you. You know, that's a good point, too, is, you know, you go to prison if you kill one of these things that they say are endangered, you know. So, obviously, it's a huge problem. You know, and out west, the ranchers are being targeted where their cattle, I mean, it must be really difficult to sit by while you watch your livelihood and your cattle, you know, everything that you work for, literally destroyed by these beasts, and really you're helpless to do anything about it. The government says, well, we'll pay you.
Yeah.
We'll pay you. We'll compensate you if you can prove it.
Well, it isn't even the government doing it. It's the defenders of wildlife paying that compensation out there. And they're an anti-hunting, anti-trapping, anti-animal use and management group. And they're the ones the government made a partner to pay that money and say whether or not a wolf killed your cow or not. And the woman that was the director of the Fish and Wildlife Service when they were made partners had to quit when the party of the president changed. And she went to work for a big conservation group for a couple of years at a very big salary. And then they had a friendly firing and gave her a big bonus. And she went to work for the Defenders of Wildlife, who pays the compensation that she set up when she was the director.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and that, that's so routine of these government agencies,
right,
too, you know.
That's
right. Like the drug industry,
yep.
You know, and the FDA, you know, they're all in bed together.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and go back to the phone lines, and let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, good morning. John, are you there? Going once, going twice. Okay, I guess John is not there right now. So we'll give the phone number out once again. Folks, if you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You know, Jim, I wanted you to take us back. And, you know, I guess you got into this whole thing back in 1967. And when you got into this, it was a drastically different world in those days. I guess all of this stuff had just started. It was kind of at its infancy.
That's correct. It really all exploded in the mid-1960s, along with free love and anti-Vietnam War and, you know, drugs and the whole nine yards, this whole sort of, I don't know what you want to call it, progressive agenda or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All of that kind of just spewed out at the same time. The Roe v. Wade decision about abortion was all right in that period, right in there. And what I had just happened to be at the right place at the right time to witness what happened. And from that time on, from the late 60s on, the federal government started this Endangered Species Act, took over all authority over polar bears and manatees and seals and sea lions and sea otters, all animals that for the most part in coastal waters and where they occurred, like manatees and polar bears and sea otters, were state animals, and the federal government just took them away and stopped all management of them and any use of them at all. And that way they took over control of abalone fisheries, and they took over control of speedboats in Florida, and they took over control of polar bear hunting and just killed it. All of that stuff came under federal control. And then the federal government negotiated some migratory bird treaties that suddenly put hawks and owls and cormorants under federal authority. Previous to that, they'd been left under state authority, and their numbers were somewhat controlled and kept under control. Not all hawks either. Don't let anybody give you this nonsense about Beers wants to kill all the hawks and owls. There are some hawks, like sharp-shinned hawks and Cooper's hawks, that kill a lot of songbirds and kill a lot of birds of importance to farmers, just as great horned owls do that. You don't have to kill all of them, but you want to keep their numbers at a reasonable level. In some areas, they're way above the carrying capacity, and they cause a lot of harm. And cormorants have just ballooned like 10 times almost to what they've ever been, and they're just a terrible problem for fish hatcheries, for fish farms, and for fish in the Great Lakes and on certain rivers. They're just decimating that, and there's no way to effectively control their numbers anymore because they're under federal control and they're protected. So a lot of crazy things started taking place, and at the same time, the Fish and Wildlife Service and the Forest Service said that the lands they own, the National Forests and National Wildlife Refuges, more and more really don't have to adhere to state laws and regulations. More and more, they said that they could set whatever regulations they want. It's just too bad about whether the state wants it done or not. So that was all fostered by the Endangered Species Act and federal authority, and the states got more and more reticent or hesitant to take on the federal managers. And at the same time, they started shutting down logging with the spotted owl and these animals, and they started shutting down the grazing allotments and closing them down. So there was less and less revenue coming into the Forest Service and to the Bureau of Land Management, less and less revenue to be shared with the counties and state governments as they did for many decades.
Yeah.
So the local authorities didn't have as much money, because so much of their land had been taken out for this federal property that no longer paid for itself. And then you came up with this whole business of, well, we're going to not allow people to use dogs to hunt cougars, and we're not going to allow them to use traps over here for bears. And so the numbers of those predators started increasing. And then we said, well, we're going to put wolves in there because wolves are part of the environment, or they belong there and all this stuff. And if anybody shoots one, we're going to put you in prison, blah, blah, blah. So you got dogs and cattle and everything else, and elk populations collapsing. It's just a debacle is what it is.
Yeah. Hey, hold it right there. We'll continue on the other side. And I had something I wanted to say about the spotted owl, too. We also have other callers on the line. John from Tennessee is back, and also Janan in Texas. We'll take you on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Attention, all business.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we're back. This is Robert America. I'm Darren Reese. Our guest is Jim Beers. He spent 30 years with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as a biologist, a wetlands biologist. He has a lot of experience. He was a congressional fellow, did a lot of things on Capitol Hill. And as the hour progresses, we're going to talk a little bit about the funding, some of the Pittman-Robertson funding, some of the misappropriation of funds that go on. And a lot of this stuff will ring true very much as we see our government being taken over by the international banking cartel and a lot of the misappropriation of funding that goes on today is just an absolute free-for-all. And the level of corruption, I think the average American doesn't even realize, even with today's headlines, the degree of corruption that we have. I mean, the whole thing is just rotten to the core. I want to go back to the phone lines real quick. John in Tennessee is on the line. Also, we have Janan in Texas. We'll get to you in a moment. And, folks, if you'd like to jump in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, John, go ahead.
Well, I don't know if you heard me at all. What I was talking about was basically that that it appears as though they think that we're not fit enough to survive. Most of these people, Jim, are evolutionists. They believe in survival of the fittest. They watch species attack species, and they don't have a problem with it. You know, Well, they want to preserve everything but human beings. I mean, we've aborted 70 million people since the early 1970s, and they don't have a problem with that. But if you shoot a wolf or you shoot a coyote that happens to be attacking your livestock, you know, then they want to put you under the jail. I mean, is it not all about some agenda that's more than meets the eye?
I would agree 100% with your observation. I'll tell you one thing that I tell people that they gasp about and still don't want to believe, that for probably 70 or 80 years, if you were to take a wild duck's egg, like say a redhead duck's egg out of a nest, or you were to destroy a nest of eggs, you would be prosecuted by the government for taking a redhead duck. That's the way the law has read. You can't destroy an egg or take an egg to take it home and eat it or anything, not that I want to, but you can't take that egg because it's considered under the law a redhead duck. Yet a person in the womb, a human being in the womb, is considered just a blob of tissue. Now you tell me there's not hidden agendas swimming all over that.
Yeah. I think, Jim, what it is more, and Darren knows that I go to this a lot, but I believe it with all my heart. The book of Deuteronomy talks about coming upon a nest in a field. What you're to do when you come to a nest, or when you're cutting a tree down that has a nest in it, you leave the tree until after the time that the hatching occurs. It talks about planting seeds too close together because you corrupt the seed, but yet we're intermingling plant and animal DNA. They don't have a problem with that. This is something that is absolutely satanic in its origin, and I don't know how anyone can deny it.
I think you're right. I believe that you're right.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate the call there. Let's go to Texas and talk to Janan. Janan, good morning.
Good morning, Darren and Mr. Beers. I want to thank you for speaking so articulately about these matters. Your information is very, very good. I just have the impression that what we have is rural cleansing of the Homo sapiens endangered species. I have one quick question, and I know it may sound silly, but I sincerely would like to know, can human beings eat possums, wolves, and raccoons in a survival situation for protein? And I'll hang up and listen off air. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Virginia.
Yes, I think the answer to that is, of course, yes. And there can occasionally be diseases that any animal can carry, whether we're talking about a big bull elk or we're talking about a possum. It should be handled carefully, and there's a lot of different ways to cook them, but they should be cooked just like beef and pork and chicken to certain temperatures to make sure that there's no tapeworm eggs in them or anything like that that could survive. And then they can be, you know, dressed up with spices and other things and be just fine. They're an excellent source of protein and something that for years trappers have made use of selling carcasses often to mink farms and other places that want meat to mix in with the cereal that they buy from Kellogg's and others to feed to their mink and to other animals. So the use of these carcasses of animals that are taken either by trappers and hunters or survival people, or that are taken as part of control things, that the use of that meat is a very good thing, and the recycling of it as much as possible is beneficial to all of us.
Yeah, you know, that's a very good question, you know, because we're facing some very tough times ahead, Jim. I think, you know, with the financial crisis that's been engineered for us and a lot of the other things that are going on in the Gulf, which many people are telling us that are going to cause crop failures, at least to a certain extent, if not widespread, we have to look at alternative sources of food, don't we?
Oh, I think so. Right? I've always thought so, yeah.
Okay, let's take the bottom of the hour break. On the other side, we have John in New Mexico. And, folks, you can jump on board as well, 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Jim Beers, and we'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And I wanna believe you when you tell me that it'll be okay. Yeah, I try to believe you, but I don't. When you say that it's gonna be, it always turns out to be a different way. I try to believe you, not today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we visit with Jim Beers of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, he retired back a while ago, and after being kind of forced out, we haven't really got to that story. We'll talk about that a little bit shortly, but let's go back to the phone lines. I don't know. Have you finished your thoughts there, Jim?
Oh, yes, I have. Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if I had cut you off or not.
Nope.
John in New Mexico. John, good morning.
Yeah, hello, Darren, Jim. I've been listening to Jim Beers here, and in my opinion, he's one of the most wild extremists I think I've ever heard, extrapolating out to the nth degree what environmental organizations are trying to do in preserving the integrity of the life support system of our land, which is what nature is. And in all fairness, Darren, it seems to me as talk show host, you would allow the people that he is demonizing, such as the Center for Biological Diversity or whoever, on with him to respond rather than allowing him to just put words in their mouth and extrapolate out, as I said, to connect these people with everyone from Satan all the way down to killing Santa Claus or whatever. He's just.
Well, I think that was in fairness. I think it was the caller that said that. Jim, did you want to respond to what he was saying there?
Sure. I'm an American citizen, and I've got experience as a wildlife biologist and 30 years of working with the federal government, and I've had some very powerful interactions with the federal government, both with them and against them. And what I'm telling you is what I deeply believe, and I think I can back it up if you wanted to ask questions about how could I associate the Center for Biological Diversity with the Humane Society of the United States and with the Brady Group for Gun Control and other property rights groups. I'd be glad to do that, but there are things that I believe, and I'm sorry if he considers to be extremist. I think probably if we got talking, I would consider him to be an extremist, and I think you're looking at both edges of the spectrum here when you have me talking like this and him reacting as he's doing, and I respect what he's saying, and I just want to say that what I am saying, I believe, is a basis of experience and knowledge on my part, and not just emotional antipathy towards environmentalists or others that he seems to think I'm demonizing.
Well, you know, John, I just wanted to say, you know, this is why we take calls, because anybody can call in. I mean, if anybody from the Nature Conservancy or any of these wildlife agencies or organizations want to call in, they're certainly welcome to do so. You know, just like you called the number, we put you on. We're not really screening callers here.
Sure, I appreciate that. But, you know, as a program, it seems to me it would be fair and balanced to have someone on the other side to respond in kind rather than allowing just one side to go on, extrapolating and putting words in their mouth. And regarding the spotted owl and the old growth in the Pacific Northwest, I remember that issue very well back in the late 80s and early 90s. When the federal government, which Jim Beers worked for, was subsidizing millions and millions of dollars to pay for the roads, the surveys, the paperwork, and everything else to draw up the contracts to allow multinational corporations such as Weyerhaeuser and Georgia Pacific to come into national forest and clear-cut millions and millions of acres. And most of these logs were sold to Japan and foreign countries. We didn't even get the benefit of those logs. And then when it got to such a point that entire hillsides were eroding and sliding into the streams and rivers and watersheds, just completely destroying the mountains, environmentalists tried to step in and stop it, and that's when the public relations firms come in and twist it around to make it look as if the environmental organizations were putting little loggers and sawmill operators out of work, when all along it was the huge multinational corporations that were doing this by sending these whole logs, and then they just shape them up a little bit on a sawmill on a ship anchored off out in the Pacific. But it was the corporations that were doing this, in league, and the federal government was in league with them, of course, using our tax dollars. And you don't hear that from Jim Beers. All you hear from him is the bad environmentalist putting poor loggers out of work because they're saying some owl is more important than the logger. And it's just a total distortion, and it's lies and propaganda. And that's all Jim Beers is, in my opinion, is a propaganda.
All right, hold on, John. Let's have Jim give you a response.
The spotted owl destroyed many small rural towns. It destroyed the logging industry out there in the sawmills. And if there's a problem with multinational corporations, if that's so bad, then pass laws about only American corporations. If the clear-cutting bothers you, you should ask Forest Service and forester experts about that. And in almost every case, foresters would have been telling you that that would have been renewed very quickly in that environment with other trees, and some planting and some natural regrowth would occur, and it would be great. And the fact that it's sold to Japan, I don't see what that's got to do any different with it. It's sold up to New York or whatever. If that's a problem, pass laws that you can't do that and take on national commerce problems. And the truth of the matter is, all of those things should be answered by other than lying about a particular owl and what it needs and closing down so much of the national forest, which has now resulted in the lower elk populations and lower deer populations, as environmentalists in Portland have passed laws against hunting with dogs, which has allowed the cougar population to explode there. And now the environmentalists are pushing the encouragement of the wolves that are spilling into Oregon and killing cattle and elk right as we talk from Idaho. So, yeah, I've got problems with the environmentalists, and I don't care about those other problems as being an excuse for saying things that are not true about that bird, or establishing a precedent in this country where the national government can come in and force all of these things onto local communities and local rural areas with the support of people from other areas. That's just not constitutional, it's not American, and it's not the kind of country I think we ought to be growing in.
You know, we talked about the spotted owl, and I want to come back to that for just a moment, because it seems to me like a lot of the statements that were discussed about the spotted owl, and they used, as you mentioned, Jim, to close off forests and to destroy people's lives in the logging industry and what have you. You know, the spotted owl, it was revealed years later that after all these lives are destroyed in the name of protecting it, that it was actually another owl. The bar owl was terrorizing the spotted owl, but they blamed human beings for the spotted owl not being able to breed, and they said, oh, we can't have all this stuff going on in the forests, you know, because it's going to interfere with the breeding habits, the noise and everything. And then they found the spotted owl breeding quite nicely with its family in a Kmart sign in Nevada.
Well, the whole thing was a lot of baloney, and the idea that old growth in and of itself means something is silly. And I say again, the people that were cutting those trees, whether you want to say, oh, they were multinationals, or oh, they were Weyerhaeuser, you know, like we say today, bankers and insurance companies, oh, they're evil and we should be against them. The people that were cutting those trees all lived out there, and most of them now are out of work. Many of them are driving taxis down in Los Angeles. And the sawmills that kept those communities alive are gone. They're just sitting out there rusting. The people who used to work in them don't have work anymore. And I don't think that's a good thing. I don't agree with that.
Now, you're missing my entire point. Because well,
you're going to have to make it quick because we got other callers.
Well, sure. So I was saying it was the subsidization of these multinational corporations that was allowing the overcutting of millions and millions of acres of these forests, and then sending the logs overseas. They were bypassing local sawmills. And here's Jim Beers blaming the spotted owl.
And do you really think that when you stop the logging there, that you didn't stop all the revenue sharing and the payment in lieu of taxes that went to local governments and state governments there? Because there's no longer any tax revenue coming in from those sources.
You're just a propagandist, Jim. That's all it is to it, sir.
Well, you know, it's easy to say that and to engage in name-calling, but, you know, you got to deal with specifics instead of name-calling. Thanks for the call there, John.
That's exactly what Jim Beers is doing, calling the environmentalists.
Listen, I'm going to move on here because we got other callers. Let's go to Art in Georgia. Art, good morning. Art, are you there? You had a comment about Janan's question. All right, let's move on to George in Texas. Maybe we can come back to Art. George, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, I remember when I lived in Florida years ago, any county sheriff had to step in because the federal government came in because it was like the drought time, and property owners that had acres of land were thinning out their forest, getting all the dead brush out, and the county sheriff had the prisoners out there thinning out the forest because if you don't thin out these forests, wildlife is threatened, and these brush fires can... And dry conditions have really spread a lot, but yet the environmentalists came in saying, oh, this little field mouse or something like that, that threatened property. And I would look out in California, and I would see these brush fires rage out of control, and this man's house burnt down because he couldn't clear the brush, the dead brush on his property because of over some field mouse. And the thing is, these environmental laws are a threat to private property. And like I said, if we don't thin out these forests, that's why we get these raging out-of-control brush fires.
Yeah, Jim, did you have
anything? It's not only the thinning, It's the brush that's allowed to come up under it when you don't have big game animals or livestock in there, and it causes a great deal of problems. And I'm reminded as you talk about Charles Bronson after a big fire out there near Los Angeles one time, where this big canyon of rich homes had burned up, and the only home that they said in the news hadn't burned up was Charles Bronson. So they interviewed Charles Bronson out by his swimming pool, and he was there. It looked just like he did in his movies with a T-shirt and Levi's on. He said, they've been saying for years around here that you couldn't cut the brush around your place, he said, because of some rat or something out there. He says, I just disregarded that all along. He said, nobody ever said anything, and I don't know that I was ever reported. But he said, you'll see the results. He said, I still have my home here, and my neighbors do not. He said, I think there's a lesson there for all of us.
Yeah. You know, that brings up another issue, too, Jim, and that is that all of these environmental, you know, we had that caller earlier that was, you know, I think an environmentalist, and he was indignant about some of the stuff you were saying, but I really think that any real environmentalist today who doesn't possess the political agenda to control the people by using the environment as an excuse to control the people, I think really they do a lot of modern-day so-called environmentalism and the regulations that go with it really do the environment a major disservice. Because, they remove dams under the guise of protecting the fish and having the fish be able to be connected, you know, connectivity of different areas. But they change water temperatures and the fish end up dying. You know, they were spraying over California not too long ago, supposedly to get rid of this light brown apple moth, which they said was a threat to agriculture. And everything I read about it, it wasn't. And the federal government has sprayed herbicides supposedly to get rid of invasive weeds over 17 western states some years ago. I remember reading about that. You know, how much damage is being done to the environment in the name of saving the environment?
Well, it gets back to what we talked about a little earlier, which is are we really concerned with fitting the environment into man's environment? Or are we really concerned with fitting man into an environment we will create or allow to exist there? And I happen to be in favor of the former, that we're trying to fit man into an environment that not only allows him beauty and productivity and firm families and good economies and competition in the world and freedoms and rights and property rights, or do we want to start an environment that says man can't do this, man can't do that, man can't be here, man can't be there, you can't do that, we aren't going to manage these for that, whether there are a lot of seals or wolves or not, as nature's call, we're not going to do anything here, and we're against killing animals or cutting trees or grazing grass, and man shouldn't be there if there's a problem, so we're going to control all of the men and leave the environment to itself. That I do not agree with.
Can I make one more comment?
Quickly.
Yes. I remember hearing about three forest firefighters charred to death over a forest fire because a helicopter that would take and scoop up water to go put over the fires couldn't do that because they had to wait for permission from an environmental bureaucrat to do that because they might hurt the fish, some fish. If anybody heard that story back years ago. All right, now hang up and make room for other callers.
You bet. That's an excellent example of what I'm talking about. There should have never been a question about that, but the idea that you would put the safety of human firefighters below that of any fish is a clear, very clear example of the conflict we're talking about here and the deep antipathy between the groups that we heard a little bit earlier with the fellow from New Mexico and myself. So.
Yeah,
I think discussing this is really worthwhile.
Yeah, appreciate the call there, George. Let's move back to Art in Georgia. I think he's back. Art, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
First, let me say I thank God every day for RBN and outlets like you who have the courage to stand up and tell the truth.
I appreciate that.
I wanted to comment on the lady who called in earlier who asked about being able to eat possums and things like that.
Yes.
One thing I've learned in my training over the years, both military and as growing up in the country, is When it comes to food, if you are put in a survival situation, when it comes to meat, there is virtually nothing running loose in the woods that you cannot eat. You do have to understand one principle, though. Scavengers and predators should be trapped alive, kept for at least 30 days, fed good, clean food, then they're safe to eat. This allows you time to watch for rabies and things like this that could be a problem for you. As to the gentleman who wanted to criticize earlier about not having the people on to give their rebuttal against what your guest is talking about,
yeah.
I would invite him to read some of the following papers, and these are all government papers.
Okay,
PNAC policy paper is the first one, PNAC, PNAC policy paper. Read the paper on the Global Dominance Group. There is another paper put out. It's the Bilderberg Plan Global Research Project. There is the Global
Dialogue. Hold on, Art. We've got to take a break. We'll be back here.
Do you know the truth?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Here in this final segment here of the show, Art, real quickly, finish what you were going to say.
Yeah.
You were suggesting things for him to read.
You were going to break. It's weird. The phone acts crazy sometimes. But just a real quick list of those papers. The PNAC policy paper, the Global Dominance Group, the Bilderberg Plan Global Research Project, the Pig Book, House Resolution 2749, that's the FSE Act of 2009, the Global Biodiversity Project, and then the big granddaddy land grab of them all, which was the leaked document, which I have a copy of the prospective conservation designation under the Antiquities Act. So
So, and I'm also sure that you at RBN have given the people in question an opportunity to come and put in their rebuttal. So
I think we welcome
with that.
That
said, I thank
appreciate
you,
that
and
call.
You have a wonderful day.
I got to move on, Art. Unfortunately, JG in California, go ahead.
Can you hear me now, Darren?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, with respect to John's position, you know, on the environment, that he may not understand how government works, I was in two federal law enforcement agencies over the years, 30 years. I've been into this that long. And knowing and seeing government fabricate, you know, or create organizations to facilitate, and you know what I mean, Darren, about communist control like an agenda. Just look at Al Gore, how he's been made a fraud over global warming, much right. less what U.S. government funds these organizations. And I'm afraid to say, unfortunately, I have a friend that's a very strong environmentalist. I finally changed her mind about global warming because she's seen the lies that have been perpetrated. But in respect to John's position, you know, we all want a clean world. But until you understand, and you got to go to the basis, just like masonry fools their people going into the first degree, the second, until they reach 32nd, 33. So in defense of Jim's position, I understand where in the hell he's coming from. And until people are willing to open their frickin' minds and understand that all we do is talk, and we never get anything done. Sam Kennedy, you know, I didn't particularly look favorably on what he decided to do, but the fact remains nothing is ever getting done.
Okay, let's address
up.
That. JG, hold on. Let's address that.
I will.
What would you recommend that people do? I mean, is the seizure of private property rights and land in this country a foregone conclusion, or what, is there something that we can do about it?
Was that to be,
no, that's to Jim.
Yeah. If things keep going like they are, that is a foregone conclusion. And people that are being harmed by these things need to come together. The answer in our society is to vote in people that will change things, and finding people like that, with the two parties and all the other things, the bureaucracy and the budget and everything else in place, is a difficult matter, but it's either that or a bad alternative that none of us really want to face up to.
Yeah.
I appreciate
nothing
call.
Done, Darren. It's all talk. Until we get the prosecutors, I don't think we have the luxury, Darren, Jim, to wait until we can legislate. We're going to have to put teeth into liberty whatever way. None of us want to pull the trigger, and I'm tired of saying that, but damn it, somebody better step up to the plate because we're going to lose this country, and how many more millions of our children have to die in whatever respect.
Well, that's why education is very important, JG. I appreciate the call there. Let's go to Karen in Minnesota real quickly, Karen.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hi. I live in northern Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
by the Boundary Waters, and I know firsthand what's going on with this environmental movement. I don't want to take up too much time.
No,
but,
we don't have much. Go ahead. Hurry.
I suggest people get a copy of the biodiversity map that is put out by the Environmental Perspectives Incorporated.
Yes.
It's a good tool to use locally at your meetings. To show how the plan is, the UN Agenda 21, for where you live?
Yes, we'll put those up on the website later on in the day, okay, over the weekend. Hey, appreciate the call, Karen. We are flat out of time. Thank you so much, Jim, for being with us. And certainly we'd love to have you back because we could just go on forever.
Well, thanks very much for having me.
God bless you. Folks, his website is linked up with ours at governamerica.com. And stay tuned for Phil Pozderek here on the network. We'll be back next week.
With recent internet.
It's true.